with the COVID scare.
He's not coming. That's who we're missing. Okay, then we're here. Let's roll.
You can pass that pen around with it.
Then that is our call to order. Wow, what an entrance. Thank you to Teresa. Woo-hoo. All right. Thank you, everybody, for being here. We have our special guest in the audience as well.
Thank you for coming.
Welcome. Thank you for coming.
Sorry,
Bill, squeeze in. Squeeze into the round table. Okay, so you guys got the very lengthy and robust email regarding everything. It took me a while to put it together, so I'm sure you've read it thoroughly. So the minutes have been amended today to add Kim to attendance. That was the only addition. So unless there's any questions, do we have a motion to approve that?
Oh, wait, I have one thing.
All right.
Under number 6, where it says 10/12/18 deadline to add to submit nominations, just so it's clear.
Number 6?
6.
6 is the election. Wait.
Yes, so if you go down to the last where it says 10,
oh, yeah, okay.
To submit deadline, just put to submit nominations.
Okay.
Because that way people know what it is. Thank you.
Gail, you want to do the honors with that?
I nominate to approve the September minutes.
All in favor?
We
need a second. Sorry.
Second.
I need some notes on this thing. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstain? September minutes are approved. Kudos, one each. Let's go this way this time.
Okay, Teresa. For replacing all the bungees with the stainless steel bungees. Thank you so much.
Carla didn't know you did it.
Yes.
That was my Thursday nights. I'd go to men's practice and watch them get ready while I sat there and did bungees.
Thank you.
A few times I got pulled into practicing with them too when they were desperate.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, that's great. Dina.
My kudo goes to Pam. For the Learn to Paddle class, I've been participating the last 3 weeks, and it's been a lot of fun. We've got some great students, and we're paddling. We went out to Mitchell's on Sunday, and it was awesome. So it's a great turnout.
It's a great class. Good job, Pam.
It really is a good class.
It's a great class.
Yeah.
Okay.
My kudos go to all the people that are helping with the Mountains to Sea program. It's a joint effort with a new program by a teacher that used to teach at Ponderosa, and so we're taking, he's got contracts with 4 different schools, and so this is our second week coming up tomorrow. So thank you to the people who are helping out with that.
How many kids?
There's 40 total, so 10 for Monday. It's Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. And so 6 of them go out on the Nomad, and then 3 go with me.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, and Ty helped, and Matt's helping, so thank you.
Great, and I'll pause right there because as a reminder on this whole IRS thing we've been working on, what we need to do is we need to log our volunteer hours. You know, the organization, who participates. So since you're in the middle of it or just finished up with that particular program, if you could do that for us, how many people, how much time,
so you'll need
who attended.
It this year, because it's continuing next year. We have 3 weeks.
Each event, we just need to start logging it.
Okay.
So if you want to start with that one, if you want to go back for the whole year, that's great, but at least start with this program. And that's true for anyone else that does a program. We need to log volunteer hours.
What about the Learn to Paddle class?
Yes.
That's a lot.
Yes,
year.
Everything.
So you have to log.
Yeah. How many people that are volunteering?
Okay,
you know they're there for 3 hours? It's pretty
easy.
Okay.
Learn to Paddle is a volunteer for our club, which is fine. And that's a volunteer for another organization, so that's good. It's all participation.
They want us to put in all those hours.
Okay.
Record them.
And record them.
Okay.
Great.
So
it's a requirement.
Start with me.
It's
okay. It's a requirement.
Okay.
I'll organize and we'll probably get the secretary to do that.
What
Leslie.
So is that for all of 2018? Should I go back and look at the events that we posted?
Well, if you want to get technical, it's all the way to 2012. But
mm-hmm.
Let's do.
Mind.
Let's do. if you want to, if you
short
can.
Short term memory, I I don't know.
For
no,
what
have,
you can do for 18,
record, you know, our
great.
Reservation shows
so,
how many
perfect.
Volunteers.
So
great.
Okay.
You need number of our paddlers and then the hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the organization, what the event was. And we'll just log each one.
And on the club calendar, you wouldn't have been putting things, so that's a resource.
Great.
My kudos go to the Last Lots for the Monterey Bay Crossing and garnering a handful of volunteers, but those two lived it for a year. Seemed, I wasn't there, but I mean, I was here to help, but it seemed like it was a very big success.
It's good to include Susie in that one.
Yeah. I worked right along the yep. center,
yep.
let me tell you.
Yeah. Great. Thank you,
see
Phil.
It.
Mine goes to Ty for, and actually everybody worked on this charitable trust deal, putting all that paperwork in. It was a huge amount of work. Ty, Teresa, Phil, the other Phil.
And Phil.
Yeah.
Is it called a charitable trust?
It's a charitable trust.
Really?
Yeah, it's the
definition must have changed.
Yeah, so it's weird because I thought the same thing, like, you know, but that's what we have to be able to be a charitable organization to, well, you know, this is a state thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand, there's the IRS thing, which is the 501c3, that's an IRS designation,
yeah.
And then there's the state, and the state makes us do this charitable trust thing. And there was a huge amount of paperwork, but it got approved, so that's great.
Yeah, so we'll have, thank you. We'll get an update on that, I'm sure, from Teresa as well. So thank you for your work on that too, Phil. Mr. Kyle.
DL for the MBX work that he did, and I get to work with him, and I get to see how much really goes on in there. So.
Well, thank you for helping too. You're there doing it. Awesome. Would have rather had to be in a canoe, but whatever. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Matt.
Everybody who's helping out with the Learn the Path class has been awesome so far, and Guy for your instruction.
Nice. Kim.
Yeah, Pam for the Path class. I showed up yesterday as a backup helper, and Pam was like herding cats and doing the thing, and I was like, go Pam. I'm not in your position right now.
I have
it's a lot.
I'm pretty organized. Yes, you do.
I've
been doing
you
it for
should,
five
yeah.
or 6 years. It's like, okay, I got my little list.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So kudos. Nice job.
My kudos go to Yoko for hosting the women's racing party at her home and making it really lovely. And to Kim
nice.
For the help with all of the awards. And to Rita. For bringing the store out all the time to sell stuff. I bought a shirt today. Where'd she go?
She dumped the store in my truck.
Oh, okay. To your garage?
To my garage, yeah.
Okay.
Great,
my,
thank you.
My kudos goes to Pam for organizing the Learn to Paddle class and for all the people that put their input in, like Guy and a couple other people that have just really made it clear as to what we're doing, and also too is making safety a priority, but also everyone's having a fun time and really no one's really afraid of the water. Nobody in my crew is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're pretty so.
Yeah, it's great. We're gonna have some members, I'm sure, from that.
We've had a few people donate stuff for the raffle for the party, so kudos to them, like Mary Kay, Patrick Mason, Mary Kay
oh.
Wilkinson, that one, we've got two Mary Kays now.
Oh, okay. Oh right.
Eddie donated a 1 hour of flight time with him, so
oh.
for two people to fly with him, and I'm sure there are others, but those are people, all these club members, you know, donating property and time for
so
our raffle.
So what did Patrick
Olita's gift certificate. You man,
dinner
he's
for two.
Oh yeah,
dinner for two. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He's the manager at Olita's.
Yeah.
He has
okay.
a surfing canoe.
Yes, he
yes,
does.
Yes,
I drive by
yes,
all the time.
And
he makes
surfing
parties at his house.
It's on
always
nice.
He's
on Yamba. Yeah.
He's always going. Does anybody want to go with us from your club? I'm like sure, because they don't want to go by themselves. He brought his daughter today to help launch us because he couldn't paddle, so he just helped launch us.
Oh, how does she know?
No, she looked pretty
she's
cool.
She wanted to go. No, wait, I went to her birthday party earlier.
Anyway,
I think
okay.
And great. Also, Myra donated something as well.
Okay,
Matt M. is donating a garment too, so.
Who?
Matt.
Muirhead.
All right,
yeah.
So
Coach
hold that
Matt.
On my head.
Nice.
Matt Muirhead too.
So we have a garment coming. So what we do, guys, is each person, instead of doing like this whole list of kudos, we just go around and everyone can do a kudo for somebody. So you can do one if you would like. Mine's going to go to Coach Dave this time around for providing us with Kai Malama Keiki. We now have a new canoe in the fleet. I believe it's there. I think the paperwork still needs to move, but I think it's pretty cool. Certainly a win-win for both organizations, both charitable organizations.
Is that the four-man that's out?
No, that's the red canoe. That's Jacob's
Oh, the red.
Mark.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it took
so.
Several years to pay
right,
that off.
Right, that one, yes, okay.
Yeah. Did you guys, go ahead.
Yes, Ty, I have a kudo for you. I feel very proud that you are our new president. I was remarking to Pam how grounded and centered you are. You know, what a good teacher you are. You're so approachable and human. Sometimes I feel like the male coaches are like unapproachable. It's like, hey, I'm a human being, but you know, like we can connect as human beings and you got the big picture of everything. And you got it all handled. Everybody's working well together. So I just really wanted to appreciate you for that. You know, you
Thank
took
you.
Over the reins from Pam and I just and feel very proud of you.
Thank you so much. It's awesome.
That's nice.
Appreciate
yeah.
that. That and a cake. We're having a night here.
Well,
Anna or Danny, but
I don't really know how to follow up with this. I just wanted to give kudos to all you guys for a pretty awesome season, and it's been a pretty good time this year. So thanks.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to say thanks to Pam and the whole crew. It's made it a fun experience.
Wonderful.
Dan's a student in the
yes.
One of the few that jumped in the water yesterday. Way to
yes.
go. Moving right along to this lengthy report that Teresa's going to walk us through.
Most of it's informational. I'll try to make it short. But before I actually go over the report, so Phil mentioned something about the Charitable Trust. On Friday, I got an email from the Registry of Charitable Trusts saying that we are now in good standing with them.
Yay.
So one step, I was so excited to get that. I still have not heard back on our... the 3500 form, all I got was a response from saying, we received it, we need up to 90 days to review it. So they acknowledged they received it. So that's next step in the process, waiting for that. But we're on our way.
Okay, so we're not, so we can't have the donation letter yet, so we're not.
This
not
is where
yet.
I'm confused, because when I forwarded that email from the Registered Charitable Trust to Phil H., the accountant, or who's been helping us,
right.
He said, oh, this is good news, now you can do all this stuff, but I thought that just meant we were in good terms with the we're now a charitable
right.
trust, we're in good terms with them, but
yes.
the IRS, FTB has not gotten back to us.
Yeah, let me put it in this perspective. We never had any issue with the IRS, everything was in good standing. Okay.
Right.
So that's it, just let me finish. That was fine. Our status with the state is what was screwed up, right? So, you know, those two things are kind of locked together. Our corporate status with the state is
okay.
still suspended. It's still suspended.
Okay.
All what we got, all it means is that now we're in good standing with the people doing the charitable trust. Now the Secretary of State has got to revive the corporation. The corporation is suspended.
Okay, so we're not a 501c.
No, we are.
We are.
That's what I'm saying. I said that before. So here's the thing. This is the confusing thing for people. All 501c3 is that is an IRS status.
Right.
It has nothing to do. It's just
that's
a status saying,
that.
Like, you're a C-corp or you're an S-corp or you're a 501c. That's all that means. It's a status with the IRS that gives you the ability to operated, as far as the state's concerned, is a completely different deal, right? So I'd agree with what you were kind of saying, which is I don't believe we should be giving out donation letters until the reviver is completed.
Yes, the reviver.
Okay.
We have, because remember, we found out when I inquired with them as to why our original 3500 application was kicked back, it was because your nonprofit status within, just within California, not
within
federal,
California,
has been suspended since 2012. I'm like, excuse me? Who told us this?
Okay.
So we have not, we've heard back from the Registered Charitable Trust. We have not heard anything back yet from the IRS and the nonprofit, those people.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So.
I looked at it. We're in good standing with the IRS.
Yes,
filed.
Yeah.
We're late on one thing, but no big deal. There's no suspension of that status or anything else.
Everything is
state
level.
It's the
state.
But the state's what control your corporate status. Not the government. The IRS is just a taxable, you know. So anyway, just to understand that.
So we're still on hold with that, and that the confusion came out in my email when I referenced the 501(c) when it should have just been the FTB.
Yeah.
But it was a suspension.
Yeah, we're suspended because the state tax thing. And it happens more often than you not, because I go through and search those things when I do business with people. You see all these things that get suspended a lot of times that people don't know because we didn't know.
But that was a big step that we got. That was a big step in the right direction.
That
so we're
was a big step. That was.
It's going to be fine.
Okay.
Yes.
It'll be fine. You can
it'll
do a reviver. It takes time. There's a lot of paperwork. It'll all be good.
And at this point, it's been so stressful, so much work that I'm celebrating the small victories.
Okay.
Oh, it's a huge victory.
Oh, this is a huge,
it's a huge victory.
I think this was more complicated than the reviver, personally. That's just my view of working on all the paperwork. So.
All in all, it's been a headache and bothers me a drink when he comes to town. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, great. Okay, moving right along.
Okay, so now we're on the actual treasury report. I believe this is a record number of members. We're at 185 paid members, and we have passed our budget for membership dues. So we estimated that we get 26,000, and we're at 26,534 right now. And we've got a lot of the Learn to Paddle class members interested in joining. So we might get even more than that. So we're doing really great in terms of membership. Our direct drop-in fees are also at a record high. We've got made 600 so far this year from that, and 440 of it was from after we started the $10 first-timer fee.
Mm-hmm.
So that brought in a good amount of money.
She's looking at the treasurer's report if you want to follow.
Yeah, does somebody need a printout? Leslie, did you need? Okay. So I have a printout if anybody wants one. So the MBX, we brought in a little over $11,000. The expenses have not all been given to me, though. When I spoke to DL, he thought that our profit was only going to be like $300 or $400. So. I'm showing that we're profiting $2,500, so there's at least $2,000 of bills that have yet to reach me.
Okay.
And the Learn to Paddle class has brought in $2,700. I think 18 students is a record also, isn't it?
Yeah, it's totally, and now we know it's doable, so it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Got plenty of canoes.
Yeah.
Good
and
thing.
And
plenty of staff.
Plenty of help. Yes.
As of the time I did the report, we had 20 people paid for the party next week. I think two more people gave me cash since then. So we're at 385 for that. We're hoping for, 40 at least?
I think 38 are actually on the e-bite.
Yeah, 38.
Like
yeah.
We had 41 or 42 last year.
Before.
It's 20
advance,
per person
right?
in advance, and I believe 25 at the door?
Yeah.
Okay. In terms of our race income, we are showing a net profit of $239, but I've not been charged yet from NCOCA for the rig run insurance, and I spoke to Linda about that 2 months ago, and she said she'd get me the bill. So maybe they'll just forget, and we won't.
I might get the bill.
You might get it. Okay. And in terms of that, also, a few of the Catalina ladies did not do rig run, so they should also be getting insurance bills for them too.
Okay.
So we're going to actually be at a slight loss for racing input, but I mentioned that at the last meeting, the reasons why about junior race fees, Alcatraz. I believe that's it in terms of changes from last meeting. That's our new income, new expenses. And as of right now, we have got $19,000 in our checking account, $10,000 in the savings. And last year, at this time, we had $17,500 in the checking account. So I have actually quite a few bills that I need to pay. Like, we do have a new materials for, you know, Kanani's cover got stolen or misplaced, so we bought the materials. I need to refund Yoko for that, so that's like $500 and a bunch of other things. And one thing I would really like to do, though, it looks like we're in pretty good standing. Before the end of the year, we can maybe discuss this at the next meeting. We actually do have a $1,000 loan from a paddler from purchasing Creamsicle. And if we're doing really good like this, I'd really like to just pay it off before the year ends. Mm-hmm. And I don't see the purpose of holding on to that.
It doesn't make sense to carry that.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Why should we just decide on that now?
Yes.
Okay. So I would like to make a motion that I repay the paddler who generously loaned us $1,000 to buy Creamsicle.
Wait a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstain? Motion passes.
Okay. Are we ever going to name Creamsicle?
She
it has a name. She just wants.
No, wait, we're going to put the name on the computer. That's the real.
She's in denial.
Yeah. I'm in denial.
But I can't remember what the name is.
I don't remember it either.
It starts with an M.
Isn't it Ronama?
Okay.
Ronama?
So, anyway, that's the basics of what we're looking at. Does anyone have questions?
So, we're about where we were last year.
About, yeah.
You ran that report. We're way ahead of where we were last year.
We brought in a lot more in terms of membership dues, drop and paddle, pig run, things like that. So we've had a lot of expenses, but
so just if you look at this, because I had you run a report with last year, this time year to date, the net income was like 17.9.
Yes.
Now it's 26.1, so it's 45% above.
Yeah.
But there's, as you said, there's a bunch of expenses that have gone in.
And you also have to keep in mind that this year we did a fundraiser for Creamsicle. We had a lot of prepaid memberships. The year before, yes, we did a fundraiser for Dad, but a lot of that money went through in December. Some of that did come through in December. So technically last year we didn't have as much new canoe fundraising. But if there are no other questions, anybody want to approve the treasurer's report?
I have a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstain? Treasurer's report is for September is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else?
I believe that's it for me.
All right. Thank you. That's awesome. That's a big job. Took over.
Manahau.
Took over, but you also had to do the reviver, so.
Manahau.
She's got a big. A
lot of work. Good
big
work.
Big job. So, Dwayne.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, so I sent out the ticket lists. I wasn't here last time, so I sent that one out too. So I didn't do anything this month. But I did 17 tickets last month, so I should have made up for that. So I sent out what's open. If there's anything that you don't see on there that you want to see on there, send me an email. But I think I have everything covered.
Is the low air tire pressure in there?
I just filled them.
Thank you.
On my way here.
Thank you.
He waited until after he's the one who had to push the canoe with us. I guess I better do this.
There was a new club member that has volunteered to work on the...
Yeah, I contacted him.
Great.
And he hasn't really gotten back to me, but I gave him all the info, what to do, and whatever.
I suppose once we're done with the Learn to Paddle class, we can take a couple canoes apart.
Yes.
Do that. That'd be great.
Well, he volunteered to refinish paddles. If he wants
paddles.
To do Yakos too, that's great, but it's already on the list to do all the Yakos. I'm just waiting for the...
Yeah,
the power pass to finish. We're using every canoe but one right now, and I don't want to be there.
All the paddles now have numbers on them.
Okay. Awesome.
For their size.
Yes,
so you
Thank
can
you
can grab and go
Thank
now.
You.
I've been wanting to do
that
for a long time. They're probably wear off, but at least it's a start.
Yeah.
So
I
already
finished
that
with
Pelican,
but I didn't
want to
do that when they were in line to
and
yeah.
Canoes
finish.
Too,
yeah.
I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 So that's a great.
Yeah, I said, hey, I sent him an email. This is awesome. We really need you and everything. Maybe I scared him off. I don't know.
No,
you didn't.
He's an awesome.
He's
a sweetheart.
He's great.
Anything else?
That's all I got.
Thank you, Dwayne. Okay, so number four, Sprints 2019, we're going to be hosting. I've pulled a permit for Monterey May 11th, and as you, and if you're wondering why, if you look to the race calendar that I sent out as well, that really was the only date except for May 27th, which I sent out as an idea and got, you know, a lot of instant, like, that's never going to happen, which is fine with me.
My biggest question is, who is going to set the lanes, because Mike does it all the time, and I don't know anybody else who knows how to do.
Linda's got a few people in mind, and she's the one that told me that Mike was out, but
okay.
I mean, that's just part of, we have a huge task in front of us. That's just one of the details.
I just was hoping that she'd want to host with us because
she doesn't.
She
wants. She said she's been approached by some smaller clubs, and it makes sense for two small clubs to co-host versus a large club and a small club. She said we can handle it on our own because we have the staff. Mm-hmm. That's what she said. I was hoping we'd just show up with staff too, and they're like, "Oh, thank you, Linda." It's not going
to
happen.
I mean,
that way.
We all put work in, but still, it's just easier to.
She's going
to
do.
Well, we've done that with her before.
The 27th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not small.
She's pushing for the 27th, and that's her. That's what she's looking to do. So May 11th. Pulling a permit just simply means I started the process and I have, you know, a long laundry list. And so what we need is we need a team. You know, we need people both on the board and in the club. I don't know, 5 or 10 people that just, you know, can take this thing on and put it together. And so I wasn't involved in the last one. Phil said he was intimately involved, knows all about it.
Mom was telling me what to do. I was not. Yet.
Anyway, so Leslie, you want to be involved?
I'm not saying I want to. I'm saying I have been involved.
You, oh, you have been. Thanks for volunteering again.
Oh, no.
I know that you were involved, and Gail.
Well, yes, I guess so. I was to some extent.
So who wants to be involved? Who wants to be involved that did it last time?
I want to
help. I'll help.
So I have to say. If having Kubuo was huge.
I'm sure.
Because she already knows how to do everything. Because she does. She's done.
I'm sure we can reference her.
Yeah. So, but you know, Bob, you know, I'll talk to Bob because he did all the garbage, all the you know, all of that. That's different. We should, you know, make a list of all of the jobs.
I got it.
Okay.
I got all that.
All right,
I've been working. So, Leslie, you're correct. Linda is still right there with us, helping.
She always is.
So.
And we have the resources, like with Anna and Dennis.
And we got Kay Kai. They
we
sent me the whole list.
Women racer paddlers that have done this with Linda.
Great. So I got it. We have the list. We have the permit. We have the contacts. And we have Linda. So now we just need staff to come in and say, now they're committed to this. So we have, I'll jump in on that too. So me and Pam, anybody else raise their hand in this room?
I'll do it.
Oh, they're coming out of the woodworks.
And
Gail,
where are
Matt.
Monterey.
Dwayne.
Is it going to be in Monterey?
It'll be in Monterey.
Okay.
Well, so, okay. Ty, Pam, did you raise your hand? Phil C., Gail, Matt, Dwayne.
Leslie.
Leslie.
Anna. I nominate our new board members.
Anna. We'll get there in a minute. Okay, great. So what I'll do is I'll put that together. We'll delegate responsibilities. You know, toilets. We have to do water safety plan with the fire department and all that stuff.
Okay.
So, Anna, are you on that list?
Yes, I am.
Awesome, thank you.
We got the NCOCA cart that we got to bring down.
The trailer.
Oh,
the trailer. It'll work out.
Yeah.
It always does.
So,
you pick it at the last race. You get it at the last prior race.
Yeah.
And so, we have to submit the bid to Linda by today, but it's this long thing, and I just said she'll have it tomorrow. She wants it for your meeting on Sunday.
Yes, I was going to ask you if you could... email me a copy of it or something.
I'm almost done with it.
And then just so I can have it for next Sunday.
Yeah, it was an interesting phone call with the city of Monterey asking me all these questions. Like, well, I don't know. But I got the permit anyway. But they won't confirm it until we pay the $500. We give them proof of insurance and probably the applications of those things. And Linda thinks that insurance isn't going to be solidified until February anyway. So it's a little bit of a fluid process right now. And Kyle can set lane lines. I know he can do that. So that's the sprints. If there's anybody else that's not here, you know, that's not on the board that you think might be a good person to tap, have them contact me.
Debbie
we'll start
would be good. Debbie Lockett would be really good.
She would.
You want to have her contact me?
Yeah, we could.
Okay, so that's our sprints. We're going to have a big host, and I certainly expect it to be club-wide. I don't think it's just a race thing. This is a OSC thing. So rec, you know, the juniors will be racing there. They'll be there. So hopefully we have a lot of people. Last time it was during the J race, so that was a conflict with some.
Well, that's how we word it. It's how we word our expectations.
Yep. It'll be an expectation.
Okay. For rec and the men.
Yes.
Not just rec. Yeah. Like the men need to be there.
For the rec, for rec
and the
men. And the open too. They will be invited.
All men. Yes,
I'm just
so all club.
Thank you, Kyle. So that's the sprints. Gail had done some research on membership dues.
Yes, I sent an email last Sunday regarding membership dues, and I did it from two different approaches. I did it from a market approach and an income approach. I don't know if you guys read my email.
We all did in detail.
Okay, yeah, I know. Sorry.
Yes.
But yes or no?
Yes. I
read,
totally did.
I read it.
Okay, so what
I've even formed an opinion.
So what do you guys think? Or what do you,
number
I
two.
I
let's do number two.
Yeah,
I think income approach to me sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
Here's my two cents on this whole thing. Last time we voted pretty unanimously to not raise 2019 race dues, and so I'm almost inclined to say that should remain. And then moving forward, my two cents would be $5 a year. Five or ten, just, you know, $5 a year for 5 years. Just keep it simple, keep it small. That would be my input.
So mine was, I kind of came up with another idea after I did this, was like $10, $10 every other year.
Really?
Maybe that, but
yeah.
I mean, that's something we can talk about. But I thought about that later on because I'm like, well, maybe, you know.
I like that better. I think raising it every year seems kind of like, oh, come on, every
year again.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So maybe if it was like $10 starting like
2020,
and then $10 in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's I like that. I just when I put it like I was doing it by 3 for 12
instead of every.
And maybe we can start with that.
Yes.
Those two,
yes, two
increases,
yeah,
put them on the books, mm-hmm, and not address it again until 2022.
And it's an increase across all of the different groups.
This is race.
Only race.
Rec wasn't
rec
addressed. We did $10 this year with rec.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's a good point. We should add rec to this pool too, and we should do the same thing. It should be $10. It should be $10 race and rec in 20 and 22.
Just all club members.
All club members.
Yeah.
Across the board.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not juniors and students, but
just all.
We have a lot of rec paddlers.
Yeah.
And some rec paddlers paddle more than just on Sunday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they should pay their share of equipment.
I like that. $10 and 20 and 22 across the board. Maybe except juniors.
About
seniors.
I don't mind
being
juniors, but
yeah, juniors we should think about differently because I didn't look into the junior program,
yeah,
and a lot of clubs, their juniors paddle basically for free.
Yeah.
Well, ours do too.
Yeah.
We pay their race dues.
Yes.
They do pay
yeah.
for. They do paddle for free because of that too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
it should be our responsibility as a club to pay some portion of the junior program. That's just what you do.
Right.
So who would be excluded from this? It would be juniors, students, and seniors. Is that
seniors seems because $10 for the senior rate is like double or something,
yeah,
right? It's
like
a
yeah.
big jump.
Okay, so any more discussion on that, or do you want to solidify that idea? So somebody make a motion.
I can't make a motion, so sorry.
I make a motion that we increase the membership dues for race and rec $10 in 2020 and 2022.
Every other year.
And what about
every other year?
What about the exclusions?
And excluding seniors and juniors.
And students.
And students.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstain? All right. More money coming. More money coming in.
Moving on.
Talking my language right there. So Gail, you're up again with nomination updates.
So board nominations, the people that got nominated to the board for 2019 are Ty, Philip, Teresa, Pam, Kay, Jeannie, Phil Lewis, and myself. The remaining board members are Dave Weiner, Kim, Kyle, Leslie, Bob, C, and Matt. Outgoing members are Dina and Dwayne. Thank you so much for your numerous years of service. I really appreciate it.
And then officers for election that are up are all of our officers except for head coach, which is president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer. And usually we vote for those positions at our annual meeting. We have an annual meeting through our bylaws, which we do usually at the end of the year, and that's when we usually pick those officers and to see if there's other people that that are doing some certain duties want to give up their duties or take on a different duty.
Is that when all the current group is there and then
the ones together? Yes. Okay. And there will be another group.
Okay.
So then who are the new nominees?
So that is Jeannie and Phil Willis.
Great. So they've accepted that nomination.
Yes.
So that means that as of this time, they're board members
as
2019.
As of January.
I know, but they're officially...
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
They'll be at the December meeting.
And that brings it to 15?
14.
14. So,
two out, two in. Same number?
Same number.
Two out, two in.
Because
two people go, two people come in.
Yeah.
We still need seven for a quorum.
Yes.
Which is easy. We haven't missed that yet in the last 2 years.
Okay,
great. Thank you, Gail.
Yes.
So you will send out.
Once we decide when our annual meeting is, I will send out an email to everybody, including Jamie, and Phillips.
And then when does the announcement go to club wide?
When it goes club wide is after our December meeting.
Okay.
I send
out officers.
Yeah, so I'm not like who's the officers, who's doing what for that year.
Okay.
And I update the website from that.
Great.
And
so
put them on the email list too.
Perfect. So that is at the end of the agenda. We'll set that date for that meeting and the place, Kyle Wade. But so yay. Gail is up again with her proposed code of conduct revisions.
I went to work this last month. Let's see. Let me just write something down because their brains are very smart. So my proposal to, because of our situation we discussed at our last meeting, was under the powers was to eliminate the last sentence. Well, I'll just read what number five is. If you've committed to a race and have been assigned to assist in a crew, you're expected to fulfill that commitment. And then the last sentence is, last minute dropouts, will be given less priority for future races. My proposal is to drop that last sentence and let number 12 just stand as is, which says any violation of the code of conduct or grounds for disciplinary action include suspension and expulsion from the club at the sole discretion of the president and or board of directors. So I think by taking that out, it is like you're not going to just be given last minute priority. You could be put on probation, you could be expelled, you could be whatever. So that was my proposal, was just to get rid of that last sentence. I don't know what other people feel about that.
Does it give the coaches more discretion in your mind,
yes,
taking that out?
Well, I have a question about that, actually, reading number 12.
I was thinking maybe coaches could be put in there, too.
Well, number 12, where it's the sole discretion of the president and or board of directors, last meeting when we had our discussion, the coaches were then provided that discretion. So you guys kind of gave us the responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying at the last meeting was the coaches make the recommendation for the board and the board makes the decision. That's the way I read that. Maybe I'm reading it wrong, but it's essentially if you have an issue with a paddler, you come to the board and say, this is what we want to do. This person did this and we want them out of the club, or we want to suspend them, and then we can take a vote, and that way it takes some of the pressure off the coaches to be making that decision. And that's the way I read the code of conduct. But
I think you're correct in that interpretation, but you're correct in your interpretation of last meeting.
Yeah. It's
that
just,
we said,
we
don't come back to us with a plan, just go ahead and handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I put in my discussion, my email to Ty, was that the reason behind this is that the blessed word said that number 12 will take care of the situation we have discussed tonight. That is less stress on our coaches and us as a board. I think it will make more clear on the suspension expulsion issue.
Mm-hmm. I like your suggestion. I agree.
Yeah. Any other comments on that, for or against?
So the coaches make the call, or the board makes the call? Or the coaches make the call and bring it to the board?
Yeah.
The board, it just, the board makes the call.
Yeah, the ultimate decision is the board.
Well, no, the board makes the call, and the board can
based on
take
the coach's decision.
Yes. Yeah,
yes.
Recommendation.
Yeah, yeah, recommendation.
Or they can put it back to the coaches, and like we did last time, and say, you
got
guys
it.
Just handle it.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Okay, I'm clear now.
Yeah.
So,
but I think it does, in removing that last sentence, Gail, there's less sort of up to interpretation or gray area. So,
less force of
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with that. I just would kind of defer to the coaches, because
yeah.
you the guys are in the trenches dealing with that. So if you think that kind of simplifies it a little bit, I'm
yeah.
all for it. So.
Leslie, did you have any?
No, I didn't have that.
Motion.
Let's have a motion.
I make a motion. Code of conduct under paddlers. Number 5, to strike the last sentence. Last minute dropouts will be given less priority. For future races.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstain?
Who's going to actually do it and repost it?
I can do that.
Dwayne will do that. Okay, thank you.
Dwayne will do that. So that last sentence has now been removed. Motion passes. Thank you, Gail.
I think we're done.
1, 2, 3. You're done.
I just want to let everyone know we're doing really good on time.
Thank you, Sergeant at Arms.
We have to eat cake, so
we have to eat cake. That's great. That's great.
Baseball. What?
Baseball.
Baseball. Series.
Oh.
Leslie.
Like the last game will be here for
Leslie.
Steering
program 101 and 201. So we had a great steering class last year, led by Matt Muirhead, and even though he is retiring from coaching and racing, he's still going to continue on with perpetuating the growth of steers people within our club at all levels. So we've added on a 201 section, which will be for, that Matt will lead. It'll be for people that are already experienced steers people or were in the class last year. So they'll continue on with him at a higher level. But for our new interests, new people, those that are experienced paddlers but did not have the opportunity to take the class last year, we have 3 fantastic volunteers that are going to work under Matt's leadership so that there's consistency. Guy being one of them, Sal and Robert. And so they are going to co-teach so that we'll have a variety of teachers. They won't be here every weekend, but it's going to be a great program, open to everybody in the club, and it'll be the same format as last year as far as the lectures that we had and advancement that way. So
it's a good crew, good lineup.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's
it's
great.
Gonna, you know, we have people that were keynote teachers last year, and they'll mentor and bring on more new teachers, and I just see that everybody will grow.
When does that start, Leslie?
So Friday, November 30th is the first introduction here in the classroom, and then Saturday, the December 1st, will be the first water practice.
So I don't remember how you did it last time, but you know, aside from those that sign up for the course,
mm-hmm.
does the announcement or invitation still go club-wide so anybody can still come to that? Is that how you did it last time?
So what we're trying to do is find out what the new interest is this year. And I sent one email out to the general club, but I'm going to post on Men and Women's Team Snap another invite to the higher experienced paddlers, because Matt just really is encouraging that the winter time is the best time
for him.
And racers, you know, to focus, you know, you're not involved with racing, so
mm-hmm.
now's the time to improve those steering skills. And he's really one-on-one
mm-hmm.
with you. It's awesome. So if you're a racer, it's only going to increase you and your skills, thus your crew, and make you better racers.
Well, so my question, I think, is more specific to the lectures. Because those lectures were great, you know, last year, regardless of whether you wanted to be in the program or not.
Yes, that's
they're fabulous.
Everybody.
Okay,
yes.
That's great. Those are wonderful.
Always.
Yeah, good. Perfect.
Yeah.
So, Lizzie, has there been a schedule for the 201? I know that you and I talked about a schedule for the 101, but I'm asking because, well, I guess I can wait till Coach's Corner, but I want to announce fitness panel and the times for that. So, and I'm working around your schedule.
So Matt is in charge of the 201, including when he is going to be available to lead that.
So we can know.
So there's no set schedule. Mm-hmm. They'll do it. Those of you that know Matt, they'll do it.
Okay.
You know, maybe on the Monday, how about this weekend? You know, so those of us that can make it, great. If you can't, you know, he's not going to plan that far in advance.
Those are both great programs.
So
what
I've been doing, for anybody that pops me an email that says, "Hey, I want to use the canoes," I just let them know the canoes are either in use or not. So if your fitness is already there, I'll just say, "Well, look, I can't guarantee there's canoes." You know, and he's adjusted times.
Yeah.
So
and I can work with him.
Yeah, just no. Work with me if you would. I'm kind of coordinate that, but.
Choose your time.
If you're going to be the fitness leader.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Matt's very versatile. And also with the use of, with the addition of so many unlimiteds, the 201 class will use unlimiteds too,
mm-hmm.
so that we all get more proficient.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll be okay as far as number of canoes in here.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking, you know, a 9 o'clock Saturday mornings, but
mm-hmm.
you all. The steering class would be 8:45 or so.
Yeah, it was on
so
a Sunday, Saturday and Sunday this last year that we did, so.
Well, the main one was on Saturday.
So
I remember that came up.
Yeah, so we have enough commutes so we could run both at the same time, but then in emailing back and forth with Leslie, Leslie Jackson would like to actually do fitness, so maybe I would do a 9 o'clock every other week and an early morning, I don't know, still,
mm-hmm.
but to start that same weekend. You know, because paddle class is ongoing, and then Thanksgiving, and then
mm-hmm.
fitness will start in December, it has in the past years.
And that's why
we're
doing sign-ups again, gives us a head count a little bit as who is going to be interested, one, who is possibly going to be committed, you know.
Yay.
What's the interest?
I have.
Will the sign-ups be through TeamSnap?
Right,
it can't
now
be through TeamSnap because it's club-wide, not just racing.
Yes.
TeamSnap is on
racing. You can't create a second team snap or.
Well, there's the club sign up for
Right now, we're talking about just sign ups for the class.
Okay.
When it comes to the individual, I will ask probably for versus my personal email.
So, what about the sign up that we have on the website?
That is just saying, yes, I want to do the class.
Oh, I see.
There's
so we used that for fitness
something.
Last year where there was a sign up for every week.
We'll do the fitness. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. As soon as you say go, we go. Again, it has to be club wide. So
yeah, it's club wide. Fitness is club wide. Okay. Thank you.
So, and it didn't really come up, and maybe we don't need to get into the weeds on it right now, but it comes to the, you know, the concept. I think I pushed Leslie's comments through on my notes. Love that idea. See, so now you guys can't say you didn't hear about the topic. It's right here. The idea of the 201 being to recertify steerist people every couple of years, and I think that's a great idea. I think it needs to happen, but I think we don't have the mechanics set up for it. With Matt, you know, being the director of it, you know, when are you going to get signed off? If you haven't been signed off yet, can you still race? You know, I think that whole thing is a little too complicated to. I think it should be pursued, and you know, I would continue the conversation about that concept. I think it needs to happen at some point.
You know, it's been going well with Matt working one on one with people as,
you know,
perhaps that steers person has a coach has said,
you know, could you
take a eyeball, and you know, it's not a judgment thing, it's just he's very conscientious that what and kind about what to work on, no matter what experience you are.
And I think we've talked about this before, that I think it should fall on the coaches. And that would include Lynn for rec in terms of identifying maybe the need for one of the certified steers people that they have that may
what
need
to teach the
well that they may need some more they may need
further coaching.
They need some more coaching. Instead of coming from the board and saying so and so needs more coaching or everybody needs this coaching.
Either
the coaches are watching that.
Approach Matt or if the steers person has any questions, you know, and they aren't with him already, you know, he's very approachable. And you know, we change as we age with what we're physically capable of doing and maybe what our comprehension is. And so there's no shame in, you know, just having a revisit on no matter how qualified you are.
Well, again,
I have to say what he said. One thing, he's just jonesing to have all currently certified steers people to visit with him. As he goes, there's so many good steers people out there with their bad habits, like all of our technique.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
He goes, that's what he's really working on, is trying to break bad habits. You know, and it makes you a better steers person. So he's just putting that out there, offering it. Whether people accept it, that's up to them, you know, as far as.
Well, let's make sure that coaches are aware that they should be monitoring, and especially Dave as the head coach. He should know every steers person that's on that list and what their capabilities are and if one of them should be spending some time with Matt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, we all should, but in terms of specifically, you need to go hang out with Matt for a little while. Kyle, you're anxious over there. Is that because of the noise that I hear?
right along.
Steering program is great. Leslie, thank you for...
We were ahead, now we're behind.
Spearheading that. Okay, so on to, and again, Leslie's comments are in the notes for her PFD proposal.
And the Hooley recovery drills.
We're not there yet. We're just on PFDs. The Hooley recovery drills in the notes,
so,
too.
So our summer's gone. Our safety committee had proposed at the beginning of the year that the wording be that it be required that new paddlers, and there's a lot of places for identification here, but that a new paddler wear a PFD, wear it in the OC6. So right now it reads that it's just a
recommendation.
Highly recommended. We've done a great job of educating our paddlers about it, but typically they aren't warned by new faces to us. And over this past year, we've had a couple of incidents that, and I'm not saying it was new paddlers, it's women, I don't know about the men. Women ended up in the water and found out that their level of capabilities and strength were different than what they might have thought. Swimming around, temperature-wise, strength to get back in the canoe. So that's one of the things that PFDs do. Whether you're a fantastic paddler or not, it has nothing to do with that. Over the summer, people went and did other activities where PFDs were just automatically, it was a no-brainer. You were you, and if you went river rafting, there was no question. You wore a PFD. Sailing classes, no question. Kayak rental and classes. Driving boating classes, racing and events. Even our guests at Shared Adventures, not necessarily the compromised one, but the family members, they all wore PFDs. And our heartbeat FDs, when they go on a call, they have PFDs on. So I just would like the board to reconsider our wording and the value of, I don't know how you would label a new paddler, how long they would wear it. I don't have that answer, but the value of wearing a PFD.
Well, this is what the waiver is all about. You could tread water for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I brought my friend's daughter, 17 years old, out her first time paddling last Sunday. She's a water person. She could be in the water for hours and be, not hours because of temperature, but she's fine. The two people that are in my crew who learned a paddle class, They're experienced choir people. I don't see them wearing a pia. I don't feel like they need to wear one.
But who evaluates that?
When they sign that waiver, they need to be reading that back of that thing, saying they can try to
wear. I agree. The lady was in our boat. She decided she wanted to wear a pia.
And that's good.
But it's a personal decision. If we force this and say, no, you must do this, I think it's going to change.
So for the peanut gallery, the history is this came up earlier this year, and as a board, we decided that we weren't going to make it a requirement. We were just going to highly recommend it. We were going to discuss it more like we've been doing at the class. Try them on. Wear them if you want. Here's the blue one. They fit great. You should keep it on, you know, changing that dialogue. And we decided not to require it, and Leslie wanted it to be revisited. I personally agree with the comments that have been made so far that I think that I think the highly recommended is kind of what I'm leaning towards.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to hear from Guy on that,
sure.
You know, your 2 cents on that.
Yeah, so I regularly go over the hooli drill in the rec paddle when we have new people and just do it anyway every so often. Now what I'm starting to incorporate is if we don't, you know, we go through the whole hooli drill, if we don't get the canoe righted and get back people in the first time, if there's extenuating circumstances, we can't get the canoe emptied out. It hoolies again. We're in rough water. If it's going to be more than 2 minutes, 2 minutes is basically how long it takes when you hooli the canoe to do a successful hooli and right it and get it all bailed out and get on the way. It should be less than 2 minutes. If it's going to be longer than that, people should be putting on their PFDs. And so what I'm doing now is including that in the conversation. If it's going to be more than 2 minutes, if we don't get it righted and get back people back in and start happening right away, we put the PFDs on. And then so what we're starting to do now is in that hooli drill, okay, everybody grab a PFD, put it on, see how you put the PFD on. Goes over your head like this, strap goes over like this, pull it tight, make sure it fits. You know how to do it, you can operate it, you can use it in the water because you've done it on land. So that's what we're incorporating. It's the education that I am putting more emphasis on instead of rules. And I think the education and then also having the steers person, you know, it's ultimately the steers person's responsibility to tell people what to do in that situation. If it seems like sketchy conditions, okay, put your PFD on when you're in the water, while you're waiting for the bailer, you know, to, you know, before you get in. So I think that's where the steering class comes in, where that's part of the steers person's
mm-hmm.
job, is to be educated in the big picture of the situation
mm-hmm.
and what everybody's job is and what needs to happen in that particular situation. And I think the more education, the more practice, the more times people are standing around for that hooli drill and the PFDs get handed out, put the PFD on, see how it feels, see how to operate it, see how it is to tighten it. I think that's really important. Just doing that on dry land is like, wow, I've never even done this before. Wow, it works like this. Wow. Imagine being in the water, in the cold water, after you've just gotten thrown into the ocean, going, I've never done this before. How is it that how does this thing work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm stressing is education, training, you know, steers person's responsibility for having the big picture for everybody in their canoe and telling people what needs to happen. So that's what I'm emphasizing instead of rules. New people have to have a PFD, as you know, as people have said, it's like
mm-hmm.
that's just not going to work. So focusing on education and training is my suggestion.
What if a possible rule would be that new paddlers must try one on? Yeah, I mean, start with that.
I think that's great. I think that's great.
You have to put it on.
What?
Right.
I don't think it has to be.
Well, so in the process, whenever we have a new person on rec paddle, whenever I see a new face, I say, what's your experience with paddling? Have you paddled with this before? Have you heard the hooli drill? And they'll say yes or no. If they haven't had the hooli drill, we talk the hooli drill, we have them put on a PFD, so they see what it feels like. Give them the choice if they want to. You can wear this if you want. We recommend it. And it's your choice if you choose not to and you've signed the waiver saying that you can tread water for 30 minutes.
You know, it's interesting. A lot of this conversation is now and always has been on new paddlers. And I think that's because they have the least experience. But I think the problems, as you've pointed out, are their experienced racers.
Discovery this year.
So to make a rule for new paddlers, because an experienced racer can't get back in the canoe, you know, I I'm not sure.
Last year, Monterey Bay Crossing, I went with a bunch of new women that were first or second time people crossing. And we had one paddler that was from a different club, and she was very unstable getting from the support boat to the canoe. And the captain of the boat, the support boat, goes, and it was so interesting because he told her she needed to wear a PFD because she was not very stable. And it was so interesting because I was going to approach her because we got out the same time, we were getting in the same time, she's in my crew every single time. I was actually going to recommend to her because of her instability that, you know, so here's a person doing the Monterey Bay Crossing that we basically made them wear a PFD every time they got in and out.
But if this rule comes to fruition, it wouldn't even apply to this person anyway.
Right, but the thing is that if you see an unstable, see an unstable person approaching that person and just going, we've noticed, you know, it's nothing against you, it's no bad feelings. Maybe we recommend that you wear a PFD. And see how that works for you, and then have them get in the water with the PFD on and see how that works.
So yeah, that's exploration of the
discovery. It's exploring. Yeah.
So how about I don't know how it reads online for a new person to show up and what their expectations are, but I know it worked in events that we posted where I just put out that OSC provides life jackets. Or you are, I said, for safety, OSC provides life jackets, or if you have a personal PFD or life vest that you prefer, please bring. So I didn't say that they had to wear anything. I just tried to word it in such a way that it was encouraged.
And I think that's the way the website reads right now. Maybe Dwayne could have a quick look at that to confirm.
I don't think we say anything. You mean just about new paddlers are welcome on these days or whatever? That like
expectations.
Pretty much anywhere embedded in the website as relates to any paddler that you're highly encouraged to wear one. You're certainly highly encouraged to try one on dry land.
So yeah,
you know, so it's embedded in
our safety manual definitely says highly recommended, like we discussed last time. But I don't believe we have any wording for like somebody coming to the website, I want to try it out. When can I go? I don't think that paragraph says anything about.
They would have to go to the safety manual to see that.
But we can add it. And if you want to add that.
Under new paddlers.
Here's another way to look at it. How many people ended up in the water this year, and why were they in the water? Other than change races.
Probably no newbies.
Okay, so how many hoolies do we have? You talked about people being in the water, experienced paddlers. Why were they in the water? Did they jump in? Or no, because sometimes you're doing stuff to races. And were there any issues with people having, were they in any danger? I mean, we talk about the whole idea of education and a waiver,
and
that's
training.
What we lean on.
That's the other
education, training. It all goes under the same thing: waiver and training and education. However you want to word that, that's fine. That's. But how many people ended up in the water? And what happened?
Kim?
It sounds like what's missing is the education piece in the racer programs. Because we went over it in the beginning of the year, but we didn't hammer it in. We didn't make sure that our new girls knew how to put it on. And, you know, that might help alleviate some of the concern here without requiring PFDs.
How do you integrate that into the program?
It's similar to what Guy does.
Well, I
we
know
would do that
mechanically,
more often.
But I mean,
the
in protocol,
of the year,
I mean,
the first few months we go through a lot of not only technique, but also just discussing expectations and the program and through the meeting. I mean, it's just information
How would you put that on paper? So now, 10 years down the road, you're not a coach, Dave. No, none of you guys, there's coaches, new coaches are in there. And they're looking at coaching protocol. Mm. Do we have a coaching protocol that would speak to that?
We don't have
maybe
that.
We should.
Because we have racers that come mid-year too.
Yeah. So maybe we should develop a coaching protocol that would incorporate that.
Yeah.
Matt?
And what creates the most problems is
every time we do the hula drill, it's in a bear canoe. And when we're racing, everybody's skirted up. And it's a totally different mm-hmm. can of worms getting out of a skirted canoe in the hula in San Francisco Bay than a nice sunny day out here off cowls or something.
Well, that's part of the training.
Everything. Yeah. Like, no, I gotta get the Velcro.
Well, that could be part of the coaching program again.
Sure
that try a Hooli. So the Hooli drill is next. Anna had a comment.
Well, I think it's been addressed, but I, you know, one of the things I always think about is we have a lot of experienced paddlers, and not just in this club that I've encountered in general that don't swim, mm-hmm. and they get it. We end up in the water. At least happen. It's too late to learn that they don't know how to swim at that point. And they become a liability to themselves, but to us. And so if there was a protocol to educate people to have a Hooli drill that everybody was checked off on, yes, everybody's done it, and we've assessed this, then we lose a liability. It just, people don't necessarily read the form. Whether
so
or not you...
Not to interrupt you, but
yeah.
Hooli drill is coming up in a moment. We're on PFDs. And we should narrow our conversation down to this proposal just so we can keep moving forward. Proposal, it should be required.
Well, the point was is that if they don't swim, they should really be wearing a PFD.
How honest are people with themselves?
Yeah.
I mean, because we had how many women that they signed the waiver and everything, but they couldn't get back in the canoe without
yeah.
help.
We can't.
That's
we can only do
thing.
So
that's
much.
Talk
yeah.
about it.
That's different.
That's different.
We don't address
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
A waiver.
Are you telling the truth?
Because some people can swim, but they can't get themselves into a canoe.
That's a different.
Different
it's a
thing.
Different. It's a different.
Yeah, we need
can
to talk
work.
About
that.
That
needs to be addressed.
That's
yeah. That's
getting
yeah,
back in the canoe. So that's different. Did you have a PFD comment? All right. Let me just phrase it this way, based on the atmosphere. Is anybody in favor of that proposal to require PFDs? Right. So
let's just so this we're talking about the OC6 because we
that's right.
made it mandatory for OC, small canoes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Big canoes.
Yeah.
So since no one's in favor of it, I mean I don't even know if we need to vote on it. It just comes and goes. So let's
every
move on
year.
To a Hooli recovery. What's that?
It comes and goes every year.
Comes and goes every year. I think so we probably should we can keep talking about it because safety is important, but I think we need to just incorporate it into the education. Leslie, on to the Hoolies.
I was just in talking with others. We're doing a great job of education verbally. The next step is how can we physically incorporate it so that people have that experience. I've talked to a good handful of people in the last 3 weeks. And that had been in my crew, and I said, okay, you know, as the steers person, I'll review verbally my Hooli recovery program drill. And then I'll ask them, once they're in their seats, I'll say, so what would you do in the case of a Hooli in your seat? They don't know, because kind of discovered that we're great at telling people and sharing and you know, they can do so much on dry land, but until they actually have the physical experience, that's another way to learn.
Yes and no.
No?
Yes and no. I mean, I'm only saying that from personal experience. My Hooli training came from Guy,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I still have that checklist in my mind. That was a dry land. I've never been in, well, I was in the water, but not
uh-huh.
training situation. So I still have that checklist.
Yeah.
And I would suspect that those people that you just referenced have not had that conversation with Guy. So I think it's probably more of an education. I mean, obviously we need to do some practice
no,
too.
No, I think they have. You know, it's just a matter of they forget. They go, oh, I heard, but I forgot.
So when we did the juniors, we went through the dry land thing every single day that they
mm-hmm.
met for the first half,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we did physical drills, right? Kids were better than any adults I've ever been in a Hooli with. So I think what's missing is the repetition.
Yes.
It has to be more than one time.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be to a point where people just know it. They don't have to think, right? Because when you're hit the cold water, your thinking brain shuts off.
So I was going to propose perhaps
quarterly Hooli recovery workshops for the whole club?
Here's, I actually
come if they want, or, I don't know.
I would narrow that down a little bit more. And this is, after, you know, preparing from your comments and stuff, my idea is that this is up to the coaches to create a program. Whatever the program is, quarterly, monthly, daily, that includes Lynn with Rec and Dave and the other coaches with Razors to come up with a program. I don't think it's a board topic. I think the board should direct the head coach to create that program, but I don't think us as a board should create that program. But that's my two cents.
Second motion. And it'll be slightly different for each group.
Yeah. I think it needs to happen.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I'm not sure that we're gonna. I'm not sure we're capable of doing that.
I mean, the board can just say, they can specify that the coaches of each program need to have some type of plan in place.
Yeah.
That this is covered.
That's kind of how I would phrase the motion personally.
I'd like to give just a little feedback here. So a few years ago when I was racing, I tried to get Dave. I offered several times, some of you guys may remember this, I offered several times specifically to Dave Wehner that I would lead a Hooli drill in the water like on a Saturday at the end of practice. He didn't want to have anything to do with it. So I just want to give that feedback that I get that he's generally resistant to doing that. If it happens, great, but he doesn't want to, for whatever reason, he doesn't want to make that happen in the water. So I just want to say that I know that there's resistance on his part to that, and you might need to jump through some hoops or something to overcome that to actually make something happen for the men racers in that way.
Well, first of all,
fitness paddle might be a vehicle.
It is, but to that point, the head coach basically needs reports to the board, for direction. And Dave is right now, and I wish he was here tonight, he's in the process of retooling 2019 and the structure of the coaching program. So this is the right opportunity.
Perfect.
I totally agree with you. You're right on the money. But it's the perfect opportunity to, as a board, provide that directive to Dave and all coaches kind of so that's kind of, that's how I would start this conversation.
And, yeah, I think especially for the men racers, because they don't call races for us. If it gets an hourly, they'll just change the course or something. And we will be skirted and bullied.
So, anyway, we could keep talking about this, or does somebody want, is there enough interest here to make that type of a motion to direct the head coach to come up with a program?
Yes.
In conjunction with the other coaches, including the rec coaches, to create a Hooli program.
Yes, because I think what Guy's saying, if we don't make it a directive, it's not going to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we all, what I'm hearing maybe is wrong, is everybody thinks it's a good idea. Nobody's saying, oh, this is a bad idea.
Right.
So, we need to practice this. How it gets structured and everything else, we need to let the coaches decide. But we should say this has to happen in one form or another.
So do we set a timeline for that? This needs to happen February 5th, or
I think.
I mean, in terms of
it needs to be a plan for the new year. That's what I would.
For the upcoming race season,
and incorporate it in.
Well, even for rec, because wintertime paddling, got some conditions.
You need to give people some time to come up with it. I mean, I'm not going to say, hey, you need to have something and it needs to be ready in 3 weeks.
No,
that's not reasonable.
No.
It sounds like it's well incorporated into rec already.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll incorporate it
into
the water.
But just that it's a directive from the board that this, regardless of something like if Guy's not there doing it, that whoever else is doing the program, that this is what our club expects.
So let's do that, and remember the head coach is also, that's not the head coach of the racing program or the men's program, it's the head coach of the rec.
Right.
Pirates,
all,
the moms,
all
and juniors, everybody. So, somebody want to make that type of a motion that's been discussed?
Do we really have details at this point to make a motion? I still feel like it's kind of nebulous. I mean, yes,
we're asking them to come up with a plan and propose.
So just sort of very general like that. Just come up with a plan.
My idea is directing the head coach to come up with a plan to practice Hoolies. I mean, that's
Club one.
What he said. Make someone make a motion. What he just said.
You have to make. I can't make a motion.
Okay.
I'm just a talking head.
I'd like to make a motion to direct the head coach to incorporate Hooli drill recovery and Hooli recovery drills and education into every single program within OSC.
Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstain? So the motion passes. I think that's great. I mean, that's, I think that's where it needs to come from. I don't think we can do it here. So thank you.
Okay, so there's one other thing, a component to that, and we did it today, and that is getting back in the boat. And that needs to be.
That's part of it.
So, yeah, so today, Pavlos got in the water, and we had the rope.
The stirrup?
We had the stirrup. We had the skinny stirrup, and then we had Lynn's leash, which is a little thicker. They're nice. And it was not easy for some of the people. So I think it has to start with getting out of the boat, getting back into the boat before there's a holding.
Oh, of course.
That's
how we did it with the juniors. They all get in the water first, get back in the boat, so they're shocked, they're cold, they're wet, and they're in the boat. So that's over.
So that's what Yoko did with us yesterday at Learn to Paddle class. She had us get in the water, and everybody was reluctant. And I go, I'm getting in. Because if one person does, then they all do. So I was the first person in. And then everybody else got in the water, pretty much everybody got in the water, except Yoko did it the first time because she wanted to see. Everybody did well getting back in the canoe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you're right. That's a component. It's a component.
Yeah, a lot of
and
people
those,
choose not to get in the water.
Well,
there is
today. Technique to
yeah.
get in the
yes.
get in. So that's right. what needs to be decided.
And if those stirrups
yes.
don't work, then we need a different stirrup.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was very interested in the new ones that Lynn had. Do they work? They're too short.
Yeah, they're too short.
But that's not what we found.
I didn't use it personally. Did you use one of Lynn's?
I used the one I used, but I don't know which one it was.
It was the thick one?
It was thick, the thicker one.
And Connie?
I think you used
yes.
one of them.
I think it's a length. We got to figure out the length. That's all
yeah.
it is.
The one that we were demonstrating on the Learn to Paddle, the loop was just barely below the surface of the water. And the person had to have their... They didn't have any leverage.
That's what happens.
So it's
got to
be lower.
Well, the
then
problem with the lower one,
time floating around in cold water,
you don't
water
get
high, as
enough,
you don't get high enough up,
yeah.
and you step on it, and your foot goes under the canoe.
And that's what was happening.
Too.
That's what was happening.
Anyway,
so we need to practice with
the
stirrup.
So,
all right.
I don't know the whole thing about the stirrup ladder, whatever it is. You should learn how to get into a canoe with all
that.
This is an emergency thing. I learned it from Kat.
That's like a tow rope.
Except
yeah.
if
well,
we don't
depending
know
on the age of the
yeah.
paddler.
Or age or injury.
Anyway,
yeah.
all right, so that's...
Where if he is. Okay.
So I would just...
We're
done with that topic.
Yeah.
We're done with
okay.
it. Coach's Corner, since Dave's not here, unless you have an update from Dave. Let's hear from Kim.
I don't have an update from Dave. He said he was going to send one.
I heard that.
He said he was going to
okay.
send it. It sounds great, though, that he's coordinating. He's trying to put together kind of a programmatic change for... club, and I do like the idea of the handbook, so we can definitely encourage that to start happening, put things in writing.
Okay.
The women, we had our end of the year party because Yoko and I are both not going to be here for the club party, and that was, we didn't have a huge amount of people, we had about half of our girls there, but it was a nice get together, and we always have great club, and
yeah, it was good food.
So we don't have any responses Dave got to his
survey. At one point, he had about 8, and that was with 3 or 4 days left.
Yeah.
Well, the people that want to put input, they put in, you know.
Can't complain if you don't practice.
Exactly.
So there's only so much we can do about that.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of complaints.
That was their big moment. Okay, moving on to the Ohana Award. It's traditionally been, non-board and coaches. People started throwing out names for coaching staff, and people started asking to discuss changing the rules for that. I mean, I don't know rules. It's just an award.
Never had rules.
So, well, right now, it has to be non-coaching board. Does anybody want to change that, or you just want to leave it as is and figure out who else is going to get that's not a coaching staff member?
Do we have to actually change it if we do want to give it to somebody? Like, we can't do a one-time exception.
Yes. It's not in writing.
But the nominations coming in are across the board, and people are complaining you can't be a coach. You have to be, and so then what do you do?
Why don't we take a vote to see who is up for, like, opening it up and who wants to keep it the way it is? Then we can start.
Before you say that, I think in the agenda it was coaches and or board or something like that.
Right.
So we're stuck kind of at two different things. I am not in favor of board members. I think board members voting their own self-awards is a way to seed discontent. But other than that, personally, I'm fine with coaches or whatever.
Okay. I agree with that. And I actually do agree that coaches shouldn't really be up for that because they get praise for being coaches. They get awards for that. But in this case, the person whose name was put out, I wanted her also to get the award. And a whole time I kept thinking, if she didn't coach, would I still want her to get it? Yes, absolutely, because of building covers, the tax issue, all this stuff. If she was not a coach, separate that part from it. I absolutely still agree she deserves that award. So in my mind, it's a, okay, we don't give people the award for being a coach. But if somebody shows that much and gives that much to the club, aside from that, I think it's still
and the other coaches, most of them are on the board anyway, so if we exclude the board members, that simple makes sense.
It does.
Look at it that way. I agree with Dwayne. Shouldn't be board people voting themselves. No.
So anybody but a board member.
Anybody but a board member is kind of what I would think. If you're not on the board, you should be available.
Anybody disagree with that? Right,
so we don't really have rules, so maybe we should at least document what it's supposed to be on the website, for example. So I think, Gail, you sent out like a little paragraph saying, well, this is what the Ohana Award was, right?
I just gave a background as to what the Ohana Award was, that it was originally established that, of course, board would definitely not be on there. And we also decided not to put coaches on there as well, because we wanted to look at other people that were within our club that had gone way beyond what the coaching staff had done or what the board had done.
That had not necessarily volunteered for their position.
Right.
But we're still offering
right.
So, kind of back to that question, though. I mean, we haven't voted yet, but Gail would say non-coaches. I think everyone else is kind of saying coaches.
I think Gail was saying that was our history.
Yeah.
Are you still saying
that's
that?
Our history? I'd like to keep our history, but also, too, if Yoko wasn't, I'm like how Teresa is. It's like she's done a lot, but then there's other people that have done a lot this year, too, that I'm thinking about. And I'm like, it just kind of, it's not a rule. It was kind of like something that we had set up
years ago.
I mean, I'd kind of like
role,
to keep it that way so that we have a consistency in things, because there's this constant, let's make this exception. Is there any reason why we can't give a special award to Yoko because she is a coach, for all that she has done, but still has.
And we have to create another award.
No, it doesn't have to.
It's
just
a
special
recognition for all she's done outside of. But the Ohana Award, the way it was set up,
it was all the things that they had contributed to our family, our club family.
Okay.
Because coaches, they know they're going to be contributing a lot because they want to coach, and if they chose that way. They chose to.
Yeah,
this
Kyle,
is someone
what
who's
going above
and
beyond. What's that?
It's a secret message.
No, it wasn't.
So if we have a couple people are in favor of keeping it, and we have a vote here in a minute, but. All right, let's just vote.
Yeah,
all right, so
again,
it's not a rule. It's just a comment.
It's a guideline.
It's a guideline. So does somebody want to make a motion about this proposed change?
Well, I'd like to open it up to, non-board members, but coaches could be a candidate for this award. I would leave it, I would want... to leave that at our discretion to have a coach get the Ohana Award.
And I feel like
we
if we give to a coach, it should be for non-coaching.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For
that's
basically
club-related
things.
Right.
It's
not,
not,
yeah.
It has
not
nothing
here.
To do with coaching.
How does that
Dina, Dina's
that
trying to write this motion
okay,
down. It's a very long motion.
No, it's okay.
You got it?
I still want to encourage the other people to contribute, that it doesn't have to be on the board. It doesn't have to be a coaching position.
That's true.
Encouraging people to take part in their...
Let's stick to the... We had a motion.
Yeah.
Do we have a second?
I would second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, now we need to count.
Wait, I'm abstained.
Well, we're opposing. We haven't abstained yet.
Okay.
So who's opposed?
You know what? Maybe so.
All right, now we need to count. Dean, are you counting?
No,
somebody needs to count.
Four
opposed. How many in favor? How many abstain? Motion passes. Coaches can be included in the Ohana Award.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take what you said, and I'm going to take out the not coaches thing, and I'm going to put that on the website someplace. This is what the Ohana Award means.
Over and above.
Is that okay?
That's why I was like, I'm a little biased because if not for Yoko in March, I would have given you guys a two fingered salute and said, peace out. Good luck with your taxes.
All right. The conversation's over.
Okay.
All right. Now we need a recipient. Do we do that privately or do we just do it?
What?
The recipient.
Award?
Yeah.
So we have to come up with the award and yeah.
Yeah.
So
okay. Who had it last year?
Dave
last one?
DL.
All right.
DL.
Yes. Does
DL.
He have to bring the boot? You know that?
No, that one's not a perpetual.
We just give them a
it's not a thing.
Well, I got a thing. I got a gourd.
All right. So, do you want
nominations?
Nominations. Here we go.
Thank you.
Robert B.
I nominate Matt
Muirhead. Other name we've heard there is
Yoko.
We don't want a list a mile long, but if you got a couple other top picks, let's hear them. So now we need to vote, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do we do?
I want to vote for them all.
So all in favor of Robert? 1, 2, 3. All in favor of Matt? 1. All in favor of Yoko? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yoko is the recipient of the Ohana Award this year. End of the year party is November 3rd at Kyle's house.
Thank you,
Kyle.
Carla's
house.
Carla's house.
Make sure
at the Wade
residence.
That's great.
Her.
Yes.
Thank you.
Time?
I think it's at 6.
Did we start that late last year?
No.
We started at 5.
Are you sure? Because I looked
it's
through my email. I thought it said 6.
Kids,
no, we started at 5.
Six.
I remember last year we started.
I like 5. I just, for some reason, saw 6. 5 o'clock it is.
Why
what did our
Evite
say?
Six.
You told me 6.
That's
oh,
what it was last
six,
year.
Then?
Wait.
Is 5 okay with
it was 6 last
hold
year.
On.
Wait, hold on.
So what were
was
you
was it 6
year?
Last year?
It was
yeah.
6
mm-hmm.
last year.
Oh,
it was
well,
6
last
year. Yeah, it was.
No.
Because I just took last year's thing and copied it over.
So it's at 6. Rich is going to be there at 4 with the PA system.
Where on PA do I have a sound permit?
Teresa is going to bring the OSC computer with the slides and the projector borrowed from Phil, since Phil can't be there.
Yeah, the projector. Yeah.
Projector, and also the hardware to put the stuff to put it together, stuff and stuff.
Okay.
And we're only running slides from last year because no one seems to have any pictures from this year. And if you have pictures, we need to put it together somehow.
We got pictures.
How do we do it?
Hold on.
We'll work it out.
Wait, what did you need from me?
What do I need from you? I need
a
house.
The house.
Well, yeah. And do you have a screen, or we're using my phone?
We're
going to
use your screen.
Okay.
That's a perfect screen.
I know, it's so fun.
That's awesome. It's free.
Screen. Yes,
it is.
So,
can
I show up? Because I guess I'm setting up the whole bar thing. It'll take me a while.
So I'll have the kegs there at 4.
Oh, that's
make sure they're working.
Well,
you
need to ride your bike home?
I need to ice things, too, so that's the whole thing.
Well, you better start before 4.
No, I will.
No.
I'll do this but what about
I put
you
bubbles
your
on
house?
The ice at 4. What's
what about
that?
Just
well,
the beer at your house?
It'll, I'll be at Kyle's
on.
House all day.
So,
Beverages are you're going to have the beverages.
So she has some and I have some.
I know, but if they get dropped, they can be dropped the day before to make it easier. We have ice tubs and stuff. So where's ice?
But I would prefer a cooler.
We have coolers.
Okay. We have
when do you want to bring the drinks? Saturday or Friday? We can talk about it.
Okay.
Oh, I work an event on Friday. I can't do anything on Friday.
Okay, sorry. It's
I'll have stuff in my refrigerator for sure.
So we don't need to go. We can work on this outside this meeting.
Sorry, guys. I'm just.
So I am going to get a keg, and she wants a jockey box. I'll rent a jockey box. So we'll do that too.
So we have a table.
Did you? Okay, go ahead.
I reserved one keg.
Just one. I think you had two last year.
She said I had one. I thought we had two.
Amy Weiner said there was one.
I thought there was two.
I was looking at how many.
Carla said there were two, and I don't know what Carla.
You know what? I'm going to go with Carla too. Sorry.
I thought there were two.
Okay.
What? No, we don't have one.
Okay. Kegs are $100.
And
40 pints.
But I think we had a. Oh, wait.
It's the five.
Wait,
pin.
There was some substantial beer left.
Yeah.
There's about four growlers. Yeah.
Four growlers.
Yeah.
So
you could get one and a pony or something like that.
Well, they're
yeah.
5 gallon. They're both ponies.
Well, then that,
yeah.
Two, I think.
Yeah. All right.
And are you getting gas with the jockey box? Or you
we'll talk about that. We don't need to go too much. It's just any other comment. I mean, Kyle and I are working on this.
Okay.
You guys
so
are on one side.
Just work it out.
Include me with something.
Perfect.
So
any other comments
table?
On that?
Table?
She's doing the raffles.
Okay.
I have all the tickets. I have that box.
Last year I brought my roll-up table, and he had a couple, like, potting tables already set up.
I have
up.
Tables.
Yeah.
Oh, there's room.
Yeah.
The whole
yeah,
area.
Yeah, that little brick
area.
Area.
Yeah.
We got the taco guy.
And
it's
going to
all change for next year, though.
Why?
The whole outside is changing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be better.
Hey, you didn't ask us our permission.
That's right.
Sorry. You want to pay for it?
We need it. All right, so I hope we know a few people can't come, but we only have like 38 signed up. We need, you know, spread the word at rec and...
Can you send out it again? Another
sure.
Yeah.
And we invited all the
some
class.
Of special
awesome.
Guests.
And only like 22 paid, so
I know.
I'm
not
you
yeah.
tonight.
So we need a date, and I guess maybe this is a question for
Carla.
When did we do it last year?
We did it the first Sunday of December, if I remember correctly.
That would be December 2nd.
Second could work a lot better than other days.
That could work.
I thought we had November 3rd, it's not going to happen.
November 3rd? No, this is
for the
end of the year meeting.
Oh, okay.
I was going to shove it down our throat. Pick a time.
Do you want to go for December 2nd? Does that work for everyone? At Kyle's house for potluck, like we did last year?
And it'll be like 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
Okay.
Or is it 5?
So are
five.
We gonna
five.
Okay, yeah.
Is it just a short Sam's
like, no.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that.
There's no, I mean, yeah.
So
it's,
all we have to do is figure out office
partial board meeting.
It ran long last
okay.
year.
So
we were long last year.
You should have
so
been to the one 2 years ago.
December 2nd?
I recovered. December 2nd, yeah.
5 o'clock?
5 o'clock.
Okay,
so December 2nd.
What's better
for her?
Yeah.
No, 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 it has nothing to do with that. It's
or 5:30? Okay,
okay.
We're going to
so
have puppies that are about 6 days old. So we'll just work them. It's okay. Their eyes will still be closed.
Well, if she wants it later in the month.
No, no, no.
Okay, Gail.
We're not doing a holiday
okay.
party this year.
So, at that, it's, it needs to be classified on the agenda
okay,
and the board meeting. It
okay.
can't be just say, just, you know, agenda.
Know what it
has to say
annual board meeting.
Annual board meeting.
Two
and the only thing
nine,
we actually do
one
is
or
the
nine,
elections. We don't do anything else at that meeting. We keep
okay.
it short.
I have to do a treasurer's report?
You can send it out, but we usually just do a
did you
day.
Say 6 p.m.?
Five.
Okay.
5 to 6, is that the meeting?
I have a quick question about fitness since we're not going to meet again. So is it okay that I schedule like a 9 a.m. fitness every other Saturday and an early morning, like as soon as the sun's up?
Perfect.
Every other Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay. Just to try and incorporate everyone that
awesome.
Wants to be.
Thanks
okay.
for doing
I'll
this.
Start
yeah.
that the first weekend in December. So I'll put out an
December 1.
Yeah.
December 1st.
That works. I think that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you know what?
And
I guess
we
work.
We
can have lights if we need.
Something
goes
against
you know.
It. We're flexible.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else for the good of the whole? A motion
oh, yes.
to keep
okay.
talking.
Wait. Sorry. So I found this on my windshield today.
I guess it was delivered to Yoko's house quite a while ago. It's just shared adventures out with Santa Cruz Day on the Beach, a thank you letter, and just showing appreciation.
Awesome.
So left that for us.
Let's make sure those get scanned in to our website. Part of this process is that all activities, including our tax returns, are all public. And so we need the public to know we do these things. So maybe a whole other page for that. I don't know how.
We already have a page which lists like, here's all our charitable things we do.
Great.
We can calculate the number of hours put in for that
day also. Who wants to do that? I need someone to do that. Can you do that? Email that to me? Anyway, we need a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Hey, sing.
Abstain. Motion closed.